This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. All right, I got to tell you about this idea that I had. I had this idea back in December of 2020, and this is kind of me feeling it out, and I'm very, very eager for your feedback. I posed this idea in December to the Big Free Primal Potential Facebook group, and I said, what do you guys think about me opening up opportunities for listeners to chat with me, talk through or work through any challenge, frustration, any stagnant goal that they have, and air it on the podcast? I said, I see it as like me opening up anywhere from 1 to 5 opportunities each month to have a conversation with me about what you need help with, what you're working on, strategies that you need, what obstacles you're running into, and every month we'll air them on the show. I already said that part. Anyway, hundreds of people in the Facebook group thought it was a good idea, and I asked them, okay, given that, do we have any volunteers? And there were a lot of volunteers, way more than I could get to, but I was like, let's just have a few of these conversations, see how they go, put them out here on the podcast, and see if you find them valuable. See if you find them helpful. See if this is something that you want me to introduce. So this is a little bit of a trial, and it's kind of interesting how this one worked out, but I want your feedback. You can either let me know in the free Primal Potential Facebook group. You can DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. Let me know if you like this idea, if you found today's episode helpful, if you want me to keep doing it and giving it a shot, or if you're like, not very interesting. Definitely let me know. Today's episode, which I recorded in early January, lines up perfectly with this new tool that I created. And I had no idea that it was going to work out that way, that what this person would bring up would lead to this solution that I've made available for all of you guys. So before we dive into the conversation, let me give you guys a little bit of backstory, which, you know, I love to do. So I, like all of you, have many balls in the air, and staying organized is key to me. Staying organized with a bunch of different priorities at work, staying organized with stuff at home. But what I've tried every planner under the moon, right? And either I straight out hated them, or I found that I could be productive, but at the expense of fulfillment, right? I think these are two things that go hand in hand. They don't compete, but they really need to go hand in hand. And often we pursue one without the other, productivity and fulfillment. I don't just want to go through my days getting a lot of stuff done. I don't even want to go through my days just knocking out all of my goals. I want to make sure that I'm also very intentionally creating a life that I love, a life that I enjoy, the life that is the life I want to live. For a long time, I was crushing goals, especially when I was getting out of debt and losing weight. But I was doing those things at the expense of a lot of relationships in my life. And I didn't really have a clear vision for what do I want my life to look like, to feel like? What do I want it to not look like? What do I want it to not feel like? And it felt to me for a lot of seasons in my life that I was either really crushing it on productivity, or I was having a lot of fun and connection, but I wasn't being so productive. And since then, I've really worked to find this balance of I know what my goals are, so I've got clarity. I'm pursuing them consistently, so I've got that achievement piece. I'm doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done, and I'm not getting overwhelmed, that productivity piece. But I'm also fulfilled. I'm investing time and energy into the relationships that matter to me, and that's not on the back burner, right? I'm thinking about what I want to create in my life, and I'm actually doing something about it. And where this started was I was creating templates for myself, like daily kind of worksheet templates that I could fill out to make sure I was checking these boxes and not not staying so much in the busy that I wasn't really productive, just doing a lot of stuff but not the right stuff, but also that I had clarity on my goals and I was making progress towards them, along with just the daily nitty-gritty being an adult stuff, and feeling fulfilled, having fun, building relationships, doing the things that I want to do that make life exciting. And at one point with one of these templates, I really liked it and I gave it to a couple people on my team and they really liked it. And I was like, well, why would we not share this? And that's what made up the Changemakers Productivity and Fulfillment Journal that is now available. It's hardcover. It's beautiful. It's for 3 months at a time, but you set up each month very deliberately and you set up each day very deliberately. I promise we're going to get into the conversation, but you'll see that unbeknownst to me, I didn't know what she was going to share. I literally just said, who wants to try this? She said, yes. I sent her a Zoom link. We got on the call. But it has a couple of pages for monthly planning, beginning with this month would be exceptional if, and considering all of the things that would make this month exceptional, which one is the most impactful? And then things like, I'll know I'm on track when, I'll know I'm off track when, what I need to do for support and accountability is, and then other responsibilities and existing commitments in the month, what you can do differently this month to ensure that you're being productive and also that you're truly creating a fulfilling life. And then every day, I help you focus on action steps for your primary goal, but also action steps for secondary goals, right? We have a greater focus on the primary goal, but we're still touching on secondary goals. So primary goal might be about your physical health. Secondary goals might be about your marriage or your finances or your business or your home organization or parenting, things like that. And there's plenty of space for daily tasks and priorities that need to get done and all that stuff. So when I got on the call with this individual, and again, I posted in the Facebook group, people said, yeah, sign me up. The first few, I sent him Zoom links, we recorded. So it just so happens that the timing has aligned with the release of the Changemakers Journal. You can go to primalpotential.com, work with me, and get your copy there. We do have a limited number of copies. I only printed a small number to start just to start. So with that said, I really want to know what you guys think of this potential concept of opening up spots every month to have conversations one-on-one with some of you about your needs, your struggles, and that is what you're going to hear today. I want to hear from you what you think about it. With that said, we'll dive right into the conversation. Oh, and let me add one thing. I cut out a little bit of the, she gave me backstory on like every job she's ever had and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I cut that out just because it's not pertinent to kind of what we get to. But I basically, she shared with me that she's been through the 12 weeks to transformation. She's doing the self-study and she's got a really great foundation. And now she wants to take it to the next level. But you'll hear her give some of that backstory.
Right. So right now, I would say it's about kind of the next phase in the transformation. Okay. I feel like I learned a lot about thinking differently, about focusing on solutions versus problems. But as far as the visioning and, dreaming big, I listened to your podcast from New Year's, the bonus. Yeah. I feel like I could use some guidance as to, how to address that a little bit better.
So you mentioned the bonus episode of New Year's and the primary question or the initial question that episode starts with is, 1 year from now, you're living your dream life without constraint. What does that look like? What does that feel right. like? When you ask yourself that, what do you come up with?
I come up with a lot of things okay. because you said not to have any constraints.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of those things?
Okay. So some of those things are, I would like to be without constraint and still a little skeptical that this might be a 5-year thing without constraint, be out of debt, mm-hmm. Unsecured debt for sure. Be in a home business I have been a writer and an editor, and I'm very interested in becoming a life coach. I would like to kind of combine those. So I would like to narrow that down. I can envision myself working from home and helping others, over Zooms and virtually in calls. I've always loved a makeover ever since I was a kid. I've always been interested in makeover, and that's kind of how I look at coaching. And I even did a coaching, story about one of the first life coaches back in the 80s when I was working for the newspaper. And it just fascinated me. And I've had coaching through you now and through self-coaching scholars, and I've taken some courses. So I just see myself as being extremely interested in that. I want to lose about 50 pounds, but most of all, I want to do that with movement, with fitness. I used to work out every day and I loved how it made me feel and the endorphins. And now that I've gotten through my foot surgery, I've been cleared just this last week to start working out again. So I'm excited about that. So I see myself as somebody who's fit and lean and helping others and being a role model and successful. I want to make money. I mean, I'm 64 and there's a part of me that's like, okay, but I really do. I'm looking at money much differently. I would say between self-coaching and scholars and you, as fun, it's going to be fun to make some money. I'm looking, and I want to be financially free, and take responsibility for doing that.
One of the things that I like to use as a North Star when it comes to, gosh, there's so many things I want to do, because me too, yes. Right? I mean, I think everybody's in this boat where there's not just one change we want to make. I believe to my core that if you want to improve your finances, improve your health. If you want to improve your career, improve your health. If you want to, you know, do new things, and you even said physical health in there, I see that as the lead domino, because it impacts our mental clarity, which is going to be huge for any new business endeavor, because it impacts our energy and our stamina, because it impacts our confidence, because it impacts absolutely everything. And I don't think you need to in any way choose between any of these. I really don't. I don't think you have to choose between them, but I do think you have to prioritize.
Right.
And especially when we talk about, you know, helping other people, we're limited by what we have to give. And when we're not as healthy and as vibrant and as energetic as we can be, we just don't have the same amount to give.
Right.
So what jumps out at me, and it has nothing to do with the fact that weight loss is a part of it, but just, you know, you saying you want to be fit and lean and successful, that starts with your physical health. It absolutely does. So I would have that be the lead domino, and I would be looking at every day going, what are the two or three things that I'm going to do today to move that needle? Okay. And I have a framework that I use when I'm working towards multiple goals, which I'm always working towards multiple goals, right? Like, I want to be healthy. I want to, you know, achieve my financial goals this year. I want to finish my second book before the baby comes, all of those things. The construct that I use is I have one primary goal. And for that primary goal, I identify three action steps each day that I'm going to take for that thing. So if your primary goal is physical health and just being as healthy and vibrant as you can possibly be, what are three things you're going to do? One of those might take 20 or 30 minutes. One of them might take 2 minutes. It really doesn't matter, but you're going to pick three things. And those are going to be your paramount things for the day. But then I always select three other areas of my life or three other goals, and I identify one thing that I'm going to do for those each day. So when I did mine this morning, and I do this every single day in my journal right now, for now, whether that's for the month or for the year, who knows, it doesn't matter. My primary goal is related to my physical health. So I pick those three things, but then look, I still got to work on my business. I'm still working on my finances always. I'm always working on my marriage. I identify one thing for three other areas. Doesn't have to be the same three areas fixed. Mine rarely is, because sometimes I'm specific to my marriage. Other times, you know, I want to focus on a family relationship or a friend relationship. Sometimes business is on there. Other times it's self-care outside of physical health. So I want to make sure that I read, or I want to make sure that I, you know, take time to go through this course or whatever it is. And that way, I never feel like I'm going in a million different directions because it's streamlined and it's simplified. Does that make sense? So for you, let's just throw out a random example here, right? Okay. Let's say that this number one thing for you is your physical health, right? Because you said you want to lose 50 pounds, you want to increase fitness, you want to be fit and lean. That's right. Number one. Every day, you identify three action items. But then we also have this, you want to be debt-free, you want to be, you know, in a home-based business as a life coach. And earlier you mentioned improving your relationships and your 44-year marriage and all that. So yeah. Maybe today you identify one thing that you're going to do to establish your home-based business, right? That's one of the three. Then you're going to do one thing to foster your marriage. And then you're going to do one thing that moves the needle towards paying down debt. And that one thing could be, you know, you call and lower your cable bill. That one thing could be you create a spreadsheet so you see everything there visually that you update every single week. It can be different every single day. It doesn't have to be the same. But what I want to see you do is move from the realm of these are all super random and I'm moving in 20 different directions to I have a system and I have a process and I'm working every day in multiple ways on the big thing, but I'm also giving myself the space and the flexibility and the specificity to move the needle in other things every day too. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it's very helpful because when I think about what's my dream life, there's so many things to do, but I have always, it really resonates with me about your health. I have always felt if I can just feel better, more fit. Like I said, even when I work out in the morning, I get those endorphins. That's like a metaphor, the daily metaphor for how I can feel for my whole life.
Yep.
You know, so I totally agree that will gain me confidence in every area and energy to do these other things. But I like the way you help me narrow it down because there are so many things I'm interested in doing and I can have that ADHD where I'm all over the place, you know.
Well, and I create a list. Mm-hmm. And I refer back to it every day when I'm picking these three other areas, right? I'm doing three things for the one main area. That doesn't change for at least a period of a month. But then like, gosh, what am I going to do for these other three areas? Because there's more than three. It's more than my marriage. It's more than my friendships. It's more than networking for business. It's more than business growth. It's more than finances. I have a list and different things call out to me on different days or my schedule suggests different things. For example, the other day, I knew I was going for a walk with a girlfriend of mine. Mm-hmm. So I already can give myself credit for that. Like the thing I'm going to do for my friendships, for my connections with other people is I'm going for a walk with so-and-so, you know, that's already there. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a pile-on effect where you're overwhelming yourself. Mm-hmm. I knew that yesterday I was having my house reappraised. And so financially, that was like a one thing I was doing for my finances for that day. I don't have to say, oh, well, I'm already doing this. I need something else. No, I don't. I just want to make sure that I'm checking the boxes. And here's another little hack that I have.
Okay.
So when I have that list of the other areas of my life, marriage, friendships, finances, business growth, all of those things, I put a check mark or a hash mark, like a tally next to it so that every day when I journal, I already have my one big thing that I'm doing three things for. But when I'm picking those three other areas that I'm doing just one thing for, I look and I see, okay, 5 days this month, I've done something for my marriage, but not one single time have I done something for my family outside of my marriage, right? Because I have family and marriage separate. Or, you know, 5 days this month, I've done something for our personal finances, but I've yet to do anything for my friendships or for fun, passion, and excitement, right? And that helps me make sure that I'm balanced.
Right. To check and be balanced. Okay. I'm writing this down.
Where a lot of people feel overwhelmed is that they don't have clarity. You and I can have a conversation all day long about all the things you want, but you tomorrow might feel scattered because it's not in one place.
Yeah.
And I think having it in one place and adding to it as well, like it wasn't long ago that I added being organized to my other list. Now, that doesn't mean that every single day I do something to be organized, but I want to make sure that at least several times a month, anywhere from 5 to 15 times a month, I'm doing something to move the needle because I really want to be organized. That's not my primary goal, but it is something that's important to me. So maybe one day I'm like, you know what? I got to go spend 20 minutes in my office and I'll do a 20-minute blitz organizing my office or organizing receipts or organizing files on my desktop or whatever. You can add to that, but you want to make sure that it lives outside of your head. One of the most dangerous things people can do is have all of their goals and all of their aspirations and all of the maybe some days in their head, because you're always going to feel like you're going to forget something.
Yeah. This is very helpful.
I would have you every month evaluate, do I want to change that one primary thing? Do I want to leave that the same? And how am I doing with these other things? Maybe there was something on that additional list that you do one thing for every day that you're like, I thought I cared about that. I don't care about that at all. You know, like, that's fine. I don't need to do that. Or, you know, I really forgot that taking care of my home should be on that list. That doesn't mean that every single day you're going to do multiple things to take care of your home. You're probably not. But it's there so that you're touching it at least a handful of times a month.
Yeah. That's very helpful.
And in terms of, there's something I want to go back to, you know, without constraint, and you said, you know, debt-free, I'm having a hard time with believing that that's, you know, not a 5-year thing. I think it matters less if it's a 12-month thing or a 24-month thing or a 36-month thing. But if we go back to that bonus episode from New Year's Day, the part of that exercise that's the most important is the last part where we went to, how do I need to think in order to believe this is possible? And the fact is, if you're like, I don't think so, then you haven't done that part.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you'll choose to do whatever it takes to make that possible inside of a year, but I do want you to do the part to prove to yourself that it is. In some way, shape, or form, it is. You might not choose that path, but that question, how do I need to think in order to believe this is possible? And then it was, how do I need to think in order to remain inspired? And how do I need to think in order to take consistent action? That's the most important thing. We can sit here all day long and say, I want to have a home-based business and I want to be financially successful. Fantastic. Everybody has dreams. How do you need to think? What does your perspective need to be in order to take consistent action, in order to remain inspired, in order to believe that it's possible for you? That is where the transformation comes from.
And I think that's what I meant by, I guess I look at this as thinking forward, where up to now, I feel like I've completed some of the other steps of realization. Mm-hmm. And now it's about thinking forward and differently to make these new exciting changes.
And even with thinking forward, what I want to make sure everybody remembers is that we're still focused on today.
Yeah.
The reason we ask those questions, how do I need to think in order to believe this is possible, is because we want ourselves to take action today. Not to believe this is possible for somebody else or to believe that I can get there in a year, but I need to believe this is possible because that is the mindset that's going to encourage me to take action today.
And so being the future self now.
Not even necessarily the future self, because it's not about you. It's about possibility, right? Like, it's when we talk about just using the getting out of debt example, I care less about who you need to be in order to get out of debt than I do about it is possible and these are the action steps you can take today. Because the fact is, for a long time, we're still going to see ourselves as the person that didn't do it or the person that accumulated the debt or the person that had doubts. And that's fine. Honestly, that's fine. What matters is what action you take. And I think a lot of people feel discouraged because of how they see themselves. Don't let that be a barrier. honestly, for the longest time, and even sometimes still, I think of myself as a generally lazy person. Like if nothing else, if I could do whatever I wanted, I probably wouldn't do much. I probably wouldn't work out. I probably wouldn't, you know, work 7 days a week. But it doesn't really matter if that's how I see myself. What matters is what I choose to do today. And I can see myself as somebody who's inherently kind of lazy and still take productive action today.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what I mean by when I say I wake up and say, think differently.
Yeah.
Differently. And when I catch myself so often still, like you said, you know, going into these patterns I've had for years, you know, focusing on a problem. Okay, no, I'm focusing on the solution. What can I do? And that's the think differently that's really making progress, for, you know, I'm making progress with. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a perception that how we view ourselves based on our past is in some way a barrier, but it's really not, because I can see myself as antisocial and passive aggressive and choose to be loving and gregarious and generous today, right? I can see myself as the past pattern and still do something differently. I can see myself as somebody who turns to food when I'm emotional, an emotional eater, or somebody who loves sugar. I can see myself that way and still choose to take impeccable care of my body today and still choose to make one great choice. So how you see yourself is a thing, it's there, it's valid, but it's not a limitation.
I'm writing that down.
I have to remind myself of that very, very regularly. That even when I see myself as any number of things, distracted, that's a big one for me. I see myself as somebody with a short attention span. And I can still sit for 2 hours and remain disciplined in editing and writing my book, right? The fact that I see myself as somebody with a short attention span doesn't limit my behavior and how I choose to show up in this moment.
Right.
So that's where I would really suggest that you develop a practice. You have that one lead domino goal, that thing that is going to make everything else easier, and it will. It'll make everything else easier for that thing every day. You're going to identify 3 action steps that you can take to move that forward, and they can be different every single day. The 3 action steps don't have to be the same, but they can be the same. That's fine. It's also totally fine if they're different. And then from that list that you have of those other areas of your life you want to invest in, and it's an ever-changing list, for 3 of them, you're going to pick one thing a day. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And I want you to keep me updated. I'd love to hear in 3 or 4 weeks what you feel like you've moved the needle on because of that. The key to this kind of exercise is paying attention to your results. Because like I said, you might find that something on your list, you're like, I really don't care about that. Or this thing that I've been doing every day and putting down as my one thing, that's kind of lame. It doesn't really make a difference. It's not really moving the needle, and I can do it consistently and not see any progress or results. So have it be something that you're constantly evaluating and see what it is teaching you regularly. All right, that's all we've got for today. And it's just serendipitous how what her struggle was and where she needed to move things to the next level lined up so perfectly with the new Changemakers Productivity and Fulfillment Journal. So pretty cool, pretty cool. But don't forget, I want to know, do you like this idea? Something we're just playing around with. I like to always, especially when we're going into a new year, a new season, look at what can we do to make this podcast more valuable for you, more helpful for you, more applicable to you. So let me know, do you like this idea of me opening up time for anywhere from 1 to 5 people every single month to chat with me very much like this, but on any topic that you so desire, any change that you're trying to create, any place that you feel like you need some support, or maybe you're not making the progress you want to make? Let me know, either comment in the Primal Potential Facebook group or DM me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. If you want to keep it private, that's fine too. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll chat with you very soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.